I was a student nurse at Essex Hall, and a year before the war broke out, we had to practice how to get the patients out of the hospital in the event of wartime. And there was no lifts in that building, so actually they would have had to all been carried or brought down, say, 3-4 flights of stairs, and then another flight of stone stairs down to the basement, to the cellars where they kept all the meat and frozen stuff and that. And we also practiced, we had mattresses out in a yard, and we had to go to windows about 2 stories up and jump out of the window, so that was all the preparation for if a war broke out. Then when I was on holiday, actually, when war broke out, with a friend, and when we came back to Colchester, she went back to Essex Hall, and I decided that I didn't want to stay there. So I went along the North Station Road where there was a casualty station, and I told them that I'd got nursing experience and some nursing certificates, and they said, well, you're the type of person we want, and so I was taken on straight away. We had to go to lectures for first aid and home nursing, which the certificates were signed by Red Cross and St John's Ambulance Brigade, because during the war they were amalgamated. We used to have to practice going out in the ambulances. We also, from the mission hall, which was the ARP station, we had to go once a week to lectures and practical things down at the old bathing pool, where there was a casualty service there, where they used to have a doctor to explain the practical work. The things that we were taught by lectures and practice in the hall, we then had to go out and put those things into practice in case of air raids, so that we were ready for anything. We had to take first aid and home nursing exams. Also, all the different types of gases, including mustard gas, and know all the effects of it and how to treat it. And certificates, when you pass the exam, then you're issued with certificates for that.